Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Welcome back to Was That TMI, where we tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the fucking truth. Happy, as we're saying, horror fucking ween. My hair just fell out. Hey guys, if you're listening, boys and girls, let me just give you a visual of what's going on right now. This shoe is halfway on my foot. I'm decked out. I'm actually dressed up today for Halloween because I couldn't leave you guys unfestive. So I'm dressed up like my father. It's a DILF on game day. I actually did a YouTube video last week about my top 10 easy DIY Halloween costumes, and this was one of them. Oh my God, I just choked on my dip spit. I was like, okay, I have to dress up for this episode. And so I did. Howdy, how are you? Guys, welcome back to Was That TMI. Happy Halloween. Halloween, I need to stop fucking throwing this microphone around. I need to stand for it because I just can't stand to stay still. Halloween, I've been seeing so much shit about Halloween on my FYP. So many people are like giving it a lot of fucking credit right now for being a huge thing of like secrets come out on Halloween. Have you guys seen that? Everyone's like, oh my God, Halloween is just that, it's that weekend where like everything comes out. Or like I got with my ex on Halloween and we've been together for 5 fucking years now. Or I've just been seeing so much shit about Halloween. I'm like, it's not that fucking deep. Like it's really not that deep. It's literally a day of the year, a day of the month that people dress up in slutty costumes because Mean Girls taught us we can do that. I'm obviously not a slut tonight. But hopefully if we dress up as something this weekend, maybe we'll get into it. Anyways, guys, with that being said, I decided I would talk about a horror story for the spooky season, a hookup horror story, actually. I don't know why, but I was like, oh, Halloween episode, Horrorween, like perfect. I can talk about when I was a whore. And then I was like, damn, maybe it's coming, but I never had a whore phase. But I was like, all right, let me think of some like hookup stories or weird stories to tell about just hookups and make this a fun filled Halloween episode. And then I'm going to see if you guys submitted any on Was That TMI, which you probably didn't because I forgot to ask you. I'm realizing that right now. I have too much on my plate. I need to hire someone to work for Was That TMI and help me out with these episodes. Maybe I'll do that, but I haven't yet. So therefore, we're going to talk about some of my hookup stories. Let's get fucking into it. Happy Halloween, bitches. First off, though, I want to give you guys a mental update on how I'm doing. And let's talk about emotions for a second, even though we don't want to. It's needed. Okay. Thank you. Hey, y'all. So a quick little mental update. Also, we have a new light and it's really bright. Like, it looks like a fucking headlight. Someone has their high beam shining on me. The exposure might be really, really, really high right now. And if it is, I apologize. But it's because I'm really, really high right now. Just kidding. I wish. I actually don't. Being high actually scares the fuck out of me. Anyways, little mental update, guys. I'm not going to lie. I almost don't want to talk about, like, my mental right now because I feel like it's like this. And today was a good day. Like I had a really good day today. I had a few like mental fucks where I was like, wow, what am I doing with my life? But I think, you know, I'm learning to tackle my anxiety and really just close my eyes and breathe. Yeah. Try and get through this weird healing era of my life. I don't know. I just feel like it's like a time of somewhat, maybe it was just this week and me on my period. I don't really know. But it was like a lonely, lonely time for me. I am alone when I come home after the weekends. I'm very alone. And I think it's like a lot of people are. And you have to learn to be okay doing that. And I'm slowly but surely learning how to be alone and be cool for school. But with this mental update, I wanted to talk about something that's been on my mind a little bit lately because it is Halloween time and I wasn't going to do anything this weekend. I was literally, well, now this past weekend, but I'm filming this before this weekend. So I actually don't know if I'm going to do anything, but let me give you guys a little rundown on all that. So I was obviously this past week going through it. I talked about that with y'all and not going to lie, like had friends hitting me up being like, oh, come here. Let's do this. Let's do that. I'm like, I don't want to fucking see anyone right now. Like I do not want to talk to anyone. All I want to do is work, go inside, light a candle, watch an Adam Sandler movie or Tammy and talk to my mom and cry and then talk to God and go to bed. Like that's all I want. And you know, people are like, it's fucking Halloween. Like, come on. Are you kidding me? Like, you're not going to go out. You're known for that, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, fun. Sadie's checked out. Like, sorry, she's just not here right now. And then I'll get to this in next episode if I do anything, because I'll let you guys know. But I started getting like FOMO. Like I was like, okay, am I missing out? Like there's this thing called FOMO. Everyone knows what fucking FOMO. There's this thing, like I'm fucking teaching you what FOMO is. Everyone knows what FOMO is. And it's, I don't really experience it too much. I'm just someone who likes plans, but I feel like I normally have options of a lot of different plans. So I never really get FOMO of like, ew, I just sounded so bratty right there. I think it's just because I know people in different places. So there's like always somewhere to go. I don't really get FOMO because whatever I do, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I feel like there is sometimes where I have FOMO where I'll go do something and I'm like, fuck, this would have been a lot more fun. Or even there's times when like, I know I need to work. So I stay home and I don't go do something. And I'm like, fuck, like this is going to probably be the best fucking time. And they're going to have so much fun. And I'm having FOMO and like missing out. And that's completely normal. Like FOMO, I don't really know like a cure for that, but it's so fucking normal. And people need to realize that like you can fear that missing out, but realize like, probably not missing out on a ton. Like it's really going to go down next weekend or like the next time everyone hangs out. Like, Martha threw a fucking backflip and busted her tooth and like, oh, you missed it. Thank God you missed it. You didn't have to fucking take her to the ambulance when she was drunk as fuck. Like, you know, it's just, you're missing out on things, but you're really not. There's literally with phones and shit nowadays, you don't miss out on anything, honestly. So fuck FOMO. Let's get rid of that. Something I want to talk about that's worse than FOMO is what I like to call FLAL. It sounds like fall, but it's FLAL. And it's feeling like a loser. FLAL. I experienced FLAL this weekend when I was telling everyone I didn't want to do anything. I was like, I just don't care. Depending on if I do something or not. Sorry. You guys will know if you follow me on other things if I did something. Hear about that next Monday. I might have a big trip planned. But if I don't, I'm like gonna have FLAL, and that's feeling like a fucking loser because I didn't go do anything. What would feeling like a loser be? Feeling like a fucking loser. Feeling like a fucking loser. Here's what I want to talk about. If it's fucking Halloween, if it's fucking Martha's birthday, if it's fucking the shindig of the neighborhood, if it's fucking the party of the year going on and you don't feel like going, or maybe you're like have anxiety and you're like, I cannot make this shit. Like there's no way. Here's what I want to tell you guys. If you're experiencing feeling like a fucking loser, just know you're a fucking winner. I think there's something so sick and so dope about just not giving a fuck. There's something so uplifting about staying in on a weekend on that Friday night on that big fucking event that was planned for fucking 6 months and you decided to bail out right before. There's something so dope about being like, I'm good. I don't need to go. Like, I'm fine. Like, I'm gonna sit here with my fucking cat and I'm gonna watch The Real Housewives and drink some wine and enjoy myself far more than going and hanging out with you guys. So fuck FLAL. And realize you're a fucking winner. You're a winner. And who cares? I think there's something so dope. The exposure is so bright. I can tell right now. There's something so dope about just not giving a fuck. Not giving a fuck about what everyone did this weekend. Like being like, that's dope for you. I'm glad you had a good time. Martha, I'm sorry about your tooth. But I'm cool. I'm chilling. Like, I don't care. Maybe you're convincing yourself that you're gaslighting yourself that I definitely gaslight myself when I'm having FLAL. I think I'm like, yeah, I literally don't give a fuck. Fuck, I really wish I was there. But it's good to chill. It's good to chill. It's okay to chill. I don't do a lot of that ever. And it's something I feel like that I've never really talked about with you guys. Like I've never been like, I don't know. I feel like I'm a very feral lifestyle person. Everything's always a fucking mess. My room's been clean recently and I've kind of had like my shit together a little bit, obviously not emotionally, which I think is crazy. Like how fucking crazy is that? I'm normally feral as fuck and emotionally higher than fucking Miley Cyrus. Does she smoke? Isn't she a big stoner? Higher than Wiz Khalifa, we'll say that. And I'm just like, I'm just so happy. Like I love my life being so chaotic. And then all of a sudden I like have my shit together and I'm like, I'm depressed. Why am I like that? I think that just has to do with my age though. Like once I get a little bit older, I'll be happier being clean. But there's something so just awesome for me never having my shit together. I just love it. Like, it's just, it makes me happy being like, I'm a mess, but like, I'm great up here. But then when I'm great in real life, in reality, when you're looking at my life, bird's eye view, and you're like, okay, she has a very wholesome, put together life. I'm like, I'm sad as fuck. I want to sleep outside in a bush. But recently I have been wanting to sleep in the clean bed, and I'm trying to learn how to be happy in the bush and in the clean bed. I sound like a fucking psychopath. That's the fucking mental update. And let's get into this week's episode. Happy horror story Halloween horrors. Let's go. Love you guys. Thank you so much, Sadie. Literally no one gives a fuck about your mental health. So suck a dick. I'm kidding. Do you know what's so funny about like dads? So the other day I was talking to my dad, off topic, but let me talk about this. I was talking to my dad the other day about my breakup, and I was like crying, and I was like, Dad, what do I do? And I was like, I don't know what to do. And he was like, I'm not very good with this stuff. It was just such a dad moment. I know some dads are like super dope with that shit, but like my dad has the best heart, biggest heart ever. Like, he's the nicest man. I love him to death. I can't imagine not having him. But he was just like, I don't know. Like, it's so funny when guys get like so scared by girls' emotions and don't know what to do. Anyways, though, had to throw that out there. So to talk about my first hookups, I think I'm going to bring this back to my first kiss, which is so seventh grade of me. That's when I had it. But I just feel like it's kind of like a, it brings me back to childhood. And God, do I wish I could go back to my childhood. Honestly, not this part though, because I had literally no tits. Everyone made fun of me. I had brown, kinky, curly hair and was literally acted like a fucking male. And all my other girlfriends were going through puberty and so pretty and getting highlights in their hair. And I was just a late bloomer, and fuck, don't bring me back to that. I want to go back to like 16, my prime. But let's talk about my first kiss story. So I think I've already told this story, but I'll tell it again. First kiss story. We had a spring break destination where I grew up. So everyone in the fucking county went down to this rich ass beach town. It was just a thing. I remember my parents were always like, fuck you kids. We don't want to fucking bring you down to the stupid ass beach town. My dad would always be like, spring break, why are we gonna go see people we know from our hometown? He does not talk like that, but he was just like, why the fuck are we gonna go see people we know from our hometown? Like, we're supposed to be going on vacation and meet new people. Honestly, slay, dad, slay. That's such a good mindset to have about meeting new people. Maybe that's where I get it from. And we're like, no, like, everyone goes there, please, we have to get like a house that like everyone can come over to or something like that. My parents, I didn't grow up with like a fuck ton of money. The county I grew up in did have a lot of money, or a lot of people with a lot of money. But my parents would always like find a way to finesse like a shack, and it was so dope. Shout out mom and dad. Love you guys so much. And so we would always go down there, or I'd go with friends, whatever, to this town. Actually, it's like 2 hours from where I live now. It's called Rosemary Beach. Some of you might know, some of you might not. It's in Florida. It's this beach town. Everyone would go from our county. All right, Sadie, shut the fuck up. Move on. So I love the self-hatred we accept here, but love yourself so much, but be able to make fun of yourself, not take yourself too seriously. I'm on a roll today. Anyways, so we would go down to this beach town, and I remember it was like talked about throughout school that we were all going to play What Are the Odds down on the beach in that sand at night. And oh, these were just the golden days, because a year later, we were all blacked out on that beach being chased by cops. It was just like, I don't know if you were a part of this, it was a fucking cult. Like, I don't know, I grew up in such a bubble, but the school was all talking about like, oh, like, everyone's gonna go down and we're gonna play What Are the Odds on the beach, and like, everyone's gonna have their first kiss if you haven't yet. And I remember being like, fuck, I haven't. And like, my best friend hadn't, and this other girl hadn't, and I was like, we're all gonna like have our first kiss. Then there's the pretty bitches who already had, and we're like, fuck, they know what they're doing. How do you slip the tongue in? I thought a peck was gonna feel like an orgasm. Like, I didn't even know. I had no fucking idea. I'm in seventh grade. I'm probably like 11 years old. We go down to the beach and we're playing What Are the Odds? And you know, everyone's just like trying to be so cool and sit around like, I don't give a fuck. Like, say my name, I don't fucking care. We're all like videoing it with our flashes on Snapchat on the beach. You can hear the waves crashing, and then you can hear a little and like see it. And everyone's like, ah! It was just so stupid, but like, I love this. I hope my little brother experienced this or does. How old is he? Cooper's 14, guys. My little brother, he's taller than me. That makes me want to delete myself for a second. But we're playing this game on the beach, and someone says, what are the odds Sadie and we'll call him Ted, my monkey's name behind us that you guys will meet soon. They're like, what are the odds Sadie and Ted kisses 1 out of 7? And it's like, okay, 1, 2, 3. Two people say 4 at the same time. If that's how you play, I honestly forgot. Okay, shit, we have to kiss now. And I remember something happened. People had been kissing all night in this circle, like pecking. Everyone was having their first kiss. I was like one of the last. I was like, fuck. Something happened to where, like, you know when there's so many people in a group and something gets brought up and you were waiting for it to get brought up and then it gets distracted. Someone distracts the conversation to something else and you're like, fuck, now we're not on the topic that I wanted to talk about. And so it was like, all right, Sadie and Ted have to kiss now. And like, then someone fucking distracted the convo into something else. And like, everyone was leaving the beach. We both were like, we didn't kiss. This kid's like 6'2". Okay. I'm like 11. He's so fucking tall. And we're on our bikes and we're like all riding to like go do some stupid fucking shit at night. And I remember I was like, oh my God, like we didn't kiss, like we never kissed. And I was like, whatever, like we'll get them tomorrow. Like I'm sure I'll kiss someone tomorrow. And someone said, when we like reached the top of these stairs to leave the beach, they were like, wait, okay, do I need to take this? They were like, wait, Sadie and Ted never kissed. And I was like, oh, like no, it's fine. I was like, it's fine. Like we don't need to. We're on these bikes. I'm like this on my handlebars. He's like, and then I remember we just leaned over and we had a peck, and that was my first kiss, and I'll never forget it. I literally jizzed myself. Not actually my first makeout. Let's move to not even first base yet. This is actually funny, and I don't know if my family knows this, but my older brother plays baseball still to this day. Love that for me. There's a lot of hot friends. He's would have like kids come and stay with us because where we grew up also, it was like a big baseball area, and there was like 45 minutes to like a big facility. People travel to the south, I think, for baseball. Don't quote me on that. Anyways, a lot of people would come and travel and like stay at our house. I remember that. And I remember it would be so fun for me because I had no fucking friends. So I would always like just live in my house and like wake up in the morning. And I had an obsession at one point with making crepes. Do you guys know what crepes are? Probably. I didn't know what crepes were until like seventh grade. Me and my neighbor Bella made these dead ass every single weekend, every morning, like crepes with pounds of sugar. But I would wake up in my house and I would make crepes. And I was like, not even at high school at this point. I was still younger. I want to say like seventh, eighth grade maybe. And my brother had this friend who I thought was so, so cute. And he was really good at baseball. I was like, I'm about to get some street credit here if I kiss this man. I remember we were like Snapchatting. He would Snapchat me something and be like, oh, are you gonna like be home tonight? And I would be like, yeah. I remember, guys, who remembers? I'm gonna put it on the Was That TMI Instagram. Who the fuck has watched a video? There's like one specific video around there floating around YouTube of like how to kiss or how to make out. Cause I remember, I don't know if he was texting me saying like, I wanna kiss you so bad or like something, but I just remember there was something being brought up about like us kissing or like us being alone together. And I was like, oh my God, I know we're gonna kiss. And I think that at one point I was like, should we go in the woods? I don't fucking know. We're literally Snapchatting each other about this. And so it was his last night there. They were going down to these baseball games, I think, to like stay the night in these hotels. My dad was driving them, and it was his last night at the house. And I was gonna go over to my friend's house, or I was gonna go with them to like this place. And I had gone and gotten in my dad's truck. I was sitting in my dad's truck, you know, just whatever. He's Snapchatting me and he's like, come back upstairs. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe I just went back in because I knew he was up there. I don't know. But I run back in my house and he's like standing in my little brother's room, because that's where he was sleeping. And I'm standing in my room right across the hallway from him. And I'm standing in my room and I'm like trying to build up this courage. Honestly, fucking power move for little Sadie. Like, this is probably where I get my confidence from, not gonna lie, from this little fucking girl who did this. I'm like, I'm such a movie scenario person. Like, I'm gonna make out every fucking thing like a fucking movie. And I'm standing in my room and I'm like, okay, if I'm gonna kiss him, the time is now. And I remember just like moving into my door frame, which was right across from like my little brother's door frame. So he was standing in the middle of my little brother's room with the door like right in front of him open. And I'm standing in my room in the door with the door open. And we're both just looking at each other from across the hallway. And I just run over to him, get on my tippy toes, kiss him for like 5 seconds, maybe a little tongue slipped, I don't really know. And then I run back downstairs and I get in the truck. And then he comes and gets in the truck and I get dropped off with my friends. And I felt like a badass. I remember I walked to my friend's house and I was like, I just fucking made out with Wyatt's friend. Like, I'm fucking dope. Wyatt's my brother's name. I was so hyped about this. I was like, thought I was the fucking dopest person ever. This is where my probably confidence, movie scenario, over the top extraness all started, because I ran and made a move on this man from across my hallway and heard a soundtrack playing behind me because it was so magical in my head. Honestly, the fact that I remember it means that it was. But that was my first makeout. Now let's move on to first base. Honestly, every hookup that hasn't been with someone who I'm with like that is disgusting in my head. I don't even want to think about that. For me, when I'm hooking up with someone and there's not either like a good communication between us or we're not together like that, it sucks. I get why guys love one night stands, because you literally stick your dick in something and pump, and then you come. Like, no shit. Like, you're just trying to come. Well, girls, you're like, this doesn't even feel good. Like, the fuck? And then it's like, most of the time, you're not gonna finish if it's like a fucking one night thing. I don't know. Maybe you are. So everyone, like I said, progressed before me. Like, everyone had already like done shit before me. I wasn't a prude. I won't say that. I wasn't a prude. I was just kind of like, I don't want to be doing this with people if I'm not dating someone or whatever. And I never really had anyone around that I wanted to date. I remember I was in love with this guy. Freshman year of high school, eighth grade-ish. And I went over to his house and we like cuddled. But we didn't do anything ever. I remember like the first time like a guy like put his hand down there but not in there, and I was like, it's like so I hope you guys are like a good age if you're listening. If not, fuck hookups, be prudes. I did it for a while and I was really happy, but I was definitely the last person to like lose my virginity out of all my friends. Anyways, don't know why I got so sidetracked. Let's get to fucking first base. I remember I was at this slumber party with a bunch of people, the first time I ever touched a dick. And every girl was like telling me like, oh, this is what it's gonna feel like. It feels like it's like this hard rock, but then there's like this stuff over it. You can like move it. And I'm like, okay. Like fucking jotting down notes, putting on a sticky note on my ass. So the second that we get in bed, I can like whip it out and look at it. But when you haven't hooked up with anyone, bring yourself back to that moment. You're overthinking so much. Just like the first fucking kiss thing. I was like watching this video at 3 a.m. on the floor of my bedroom. How do I make out? When do I put a tongue in? Like, what the fuck do I do? You're just so overthinking. Love that trait of mine. I still overthink everything. So that's probably why I did. Maybe you guys didn't when you were younger, but I would overthink the shit so hard. I feel like everyone does. You're like so hyper fixated on, okay, if I move my hand like this, like, do I do it quickly? Do I twist it? Like, oh, but don't grab too hard. Oh, it has to be wet. Like, how do I spit? Like, what? You're like, what the fuck do I do? I remember I was at this slumber party sleepover. Everyone was kind of like sleeping together. I had told like a few girls who honestly were like fake, you know, like maybe I'll hook up with someone tonight, give a little HJ if I want to. And I remember doing it, and I think some bitch whipped out her phone with like backflash on. I remember being like, what the fuck? But I also was like, thank God, because I didn't know what I was doing. Like, I was fucking fiddling with this pee-pee and I was just so uncomfortable. And I was like, I don't want to be doing this. Like, I just don't want to be fucking doing this. Like, I don't. Just no, I don't want to be doing it. And I remember just trying to act like I was asleep. Like, I think I took my hand off and like acted like I was fucking asleep. But I remember some bitch trying to backflash me with her fucking camera, and I was like, fuck you, but also thank you, because now I can stop and use that as my excuse. And I think I acted like I went to bed, and then in the morning I was like, someone tried videoing us last night, so that's why like I didn't give you the full HJ, but like I caught you next time. Never fucking see you again. So that was my first HJ experience. Now let's move on to my first time getting, what's a term we can use? I'm trying to like keep it somewhat PG-13. My first time getting the finger. The first time getting that. I think I might have told this story. I snuck out of one of my girlfriends at the time's houses, and she was like, go do it. Like, she was like, fuck yeah. Like, she didn't care. It was just me and her. We'd had a good night. I think her boyfriend was over, and she was like, go fucking do it. Sneak out, Uber over there. Who gives a fuck? Snuck out, Ubered over there. Think he literally fell asleep by the time I got to this man's house. Ubered back home, then Ubered back over there because he woke up, and I was just like, I thought this guy liked me. I was like into this guy, and I was like, all right, bet. He was super cool. Like, he was a cool dude, and I was like, bet he's gonna like me. I remember we started hooking up. I started getting this, and I was like, ew. So when you're young and immature and everyone's so young and like experiencing and doing all that, it all sucks, and you're like, what the fuck am I even doing right now? Like, what is this? And I remember it lasted for like a little bit, and then I wound up being like, all right, I'm gonna go. We were literally sitting on this fucking basement couch. He, like, their basement wasn't finished. There was so much shit. The lights were fully on. There were so many windows. I'm like, anyone could be fucking seeing us right now. We're laying on this couch, like, fucking, I'm spread eagled. I'm like, ew. Like, no. If anyone's like peeking, I don't know what's going on. I didn't trust this guy. I'm such a susball when it comes to that too. I'm always worried like someone's fucking watching me or like something's going on. And that was my first base move. Second base, I skipped second base and went straight to third. I had this fear of going to BJ's so hard. Like, I literally was so terrified of it, which I think is fair. Like, I think it's like, I think girls, when everyone's immature, guys are fucking assholes. Like, in high school and even after high school, honestly, like, dudes can be such cunts, and they talk about girls, and they talk about, like, you just hear the way that fucking these they're boys, so they're immature, they're talking about like females and like, oh my god, did you hear that like Rick got with Rebecca and said that she fucking did this weird ass shit, and you're like, that's weird as fuck, what, Rebecca's weird, like, you know, you're just kind of growing up and everyone's experiencing things and you're all, it's just a weird ass phase. So I was always like terrified of going to BJ's. Like, I was so terrified of that. I was so terrified of sex. Like I said, everyone did it before me. I was the last fucking person. Never feel shitty about that, by the way. Honestly, I remember when I think I was literally a virgin my senior year, and I remember being a virgin and I was at a party and everyone was saying their body counts, and I got to the point where I was like, oh, I'm a virgin, and the guys were like, but they were low-key like, damn, let me pipe. Don't feel ashamed about it. Like, I feel like that's such a society pressure thing, and I think especially being in high school and watching so many people on social media talk about losing their virginity, and when they did, I felt so much pressure of, oh fuck, like, am I really gonna be like 25 and be like, I'm still a virgin? But it's like, who the fuck cares? Like, literally, you're your own human being, do what you want, who the fuck cares? I skipped second base and went straight to third, and I lost my virginity. That story is literally so boring. It was in a fucking basement on a bed. Like, it's not interesting at all. I was like somewhat seeing the dude, but I was very comfortable, and I think that's huge. Like, I was finally at a point where I was like, yeah, I'd smash. And I was comfortable. Like, I was not nervous. I didn't feel uncomfortable about it at all. And it wasn't really a horror story. It was low-key very chilling, and it didn't hurt. I think that's a big thing too. I was so scared to lose my virginity because everyone puts the stigma around, like, your cherry pops, you bleed fucking everywhere, it's so embarrassing and it hurts like a bitch, you can't walk for days. No, didn't experience that. I've never experienced that once in my life. So I think definitely don't be too nervous. I was literally so hyper fixated. Like, I did so much research. I probably have read every single article. When you look up what happens when your cherry pops, what happens when you lose your virginity, so much of that. So I get the overthinking. Don't put pressure on yourself. Make sure you're comfortable and make sure it's right. If you don't feel right, I literally never feel any remorse, anything bad towards guys. Even now when I get in bed with them, when we start hooking up and I'm like, yo, I gotta go. Like, I genuinely don't feel bad at all. And you never fucking should. And if you feel scared, that's scary. And I've never experienced that. And that's a whole different topic. But if you're hooking up with a guy and you don't want to go any further, but you're scared to say something, please speak up. Please speak up and get out of there. Like, most, I don't know, that's like a freaky situation. But if you're in situations and you don't feel comfortable and you're scared to say something, that's horrifying. I actually have been in one of those situations before where I was like, if I say something, is this guy gonna like get really fucking mad about it? And I was low-key terrified, and I spoke up and I just got out. And if you're scared to speak up and you fucking wind up doing something and then the next day you're in your bed and you're crying and you're regretting it and you're like, I wish I didn't do that. Don't be too hard on yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself, because I think with hookups and things, like I said, I've told the story of my one night stand that I had, and it was after like this guy treated me shitty and I was just like, fuck all of this. Like, I don't want a boyfriend, like, fuck you, fuck everyone, fuck men, I'll fuck you though if you want. And I fucked this guy and it was like a one night thing, and literally nothing wrong with a guy, like, he's a cool dude, whatever, but I was just like, ew, like, that's so not me. Like, it was just so not me. I totally did it because I was trying to like get rid of this feeling of something. And but like, you live and you learn. I'm actually glad I went through that, because now I know, like, down the line, like, me going through a breakup right now, it's like, some people are like, go sit on a dick, like, just go sit on a dick. And I'm like, no, I've been there. It made it worse. I don't want to do that. You know, you live and you learn. Don't be too hard on yourself. You can have regrets. You can be like, ew, I shouldn't do that. But just take it as like a learning lesson. You know, it's fine. It happened for a reason. I'm moving forward. It's in the past. Don't look back. Keep going. Don't worry about it. But yeah, that horror story. Oh, that was when, you know, when you're just like, for people that get this. You know, when you're just like fucking and you're like, this is so bad. Okay, wait, that's mean. Not even because sometimes of the people, but just because you're like, get me out of here. Like, I just don't, when it's just not, and this probably goes for guys too. Like, I'm sure there's guys where you're like, you're just, when you're just someone who like isn't about that culture, but you don't judge people who are. Like, I have friends who are like, I'll fuck the moon. I'll fuck a hole in the ground. Like, they just will. I do not judge. I have like girlfriends that are like, I literally just want to sleep with every single guy here right now. I don't care. I'm like, I don't fucking care. Do your thing. Like, if that makes you feel good, I don't give a fuck. When you're not like that and you're trying to do it, you're just like, get me out of here. Male, female, whoever, you can be hooking up with, I can be hooking up with the hottest fucking guy. Like, my type to a T. He's so hot. But if we're just hooking up and like, I don't even know what his voice sounds like, I'm like, ew, get me out of here. I don't want it. I'm just like that. I'm literally celibate when I'm single, pretty much. But those were my hookup horror stories. Not really horror stories. I feel like the only good hookups I've ever had in my life are when I am with people, though, I would say. Also, something I want to share, because I'm someone who thinks a lot and I live in my own head a lot. Like, I actually run around my brain more than I run around the actual fucking earth. And I was so in love with this man in my brain. Literally, funny story, hadn't even met this man. And I was so in love with him in my head. And we finally met. And I remember we kissed. And I was like, that? I wish I could have just like still lived that in my brain, because why did that not, like, it did not live up to what I thought was going to happen. And I think that's something that I will say with like hookups or things like that. You almost like imagine these situations, or it's like even guys that you like you start imagining things with them and you're like, oh my God, imagine us on a date doing this and like him picking me up and kissing me. Like, it'd be so awesome. Then it happens in person. And you're like, the fuck? I feel like we make things out in our brain to be so much better than what they are. And I don't know why I just started talking about that, but it's good to realize sometimes just because something's perfect in my head doesn't mean it's perfect in real life. And it's good to lower your expectations sometimes, because when you lower your expectations, I feel like you get the best. Not to say to go into everything negatively, but even like sometimes weekends for me, I'll go into them like, this is the best fucking weekend of my life. And like, this is so good. And blah, 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 blah. Even like recently being single, I'm like, okay, I'm single. Like, whatever. Like, I don't care about anyone or anything. And like, I can just do what I want and go back to being old Sadie. And then I'm like, oh, wait, this is not as good as it was in my head. It's good to have low expectations for things, because then you get the highest outcome almost. Or maybe you are like, yeah, this did suck. This was ass. But I don't know. I just did that with guys so much growing up. And it's something that I've learned to not do anymore, because I would have these high expectations and like these dreams in my head of what's going to happen with them, which is good and fun. But then when I'm like, wait, that's not real, it gets a little bit better in person, because then things happen. You're like, oh, it is kind of good. Or fuck you, you suck. Don't know if that made any sense. Anyways, guys, I just wanted to say happy Halloween from me and my costume, who is a dad on game day. Happy Halloween. Stay slutty. And I love you guys so much. And I'm so excited to tell you guys about what I did Halloween weekend next week, if I did anything. Sorry, you have to wait a week, but I'm sure it's going to be interesting if I follow through with these plans that are low-key crazy. But I'm going to say they're not fun at all, because then low-key they will be crazy, I hope. I might be pulling a big cat out of the bag for Halloween weekend. And if I do, you'll hear about it next week. Love you guys so much.